I guess as much as they were able, it was about, you know, giving an equivalent to a classroom-based education. But it all happened on a hospital ward, and most of us were in our beds. Well, I was certainly in my bed. And in fact, not only was I in bed, I was lying flat on my back and I couldn't sit up for a good 2.5 years. So everything was done lying down with this strange contraption over my bed, which involved a sort of like a book stand and a mirror so that I could see what was going on around me. So I would do everything lying down, looking upwards. Really and truly, my body didn't belong to me. It was, you know, of interest to others, and it was, I'd got used to being constantly prodded and poked and plastered and injected and x-rayed and blood taken. You know, that was a constant part of my life, which, you know, it was a question of, well, okay, here's my body, you do that. Meanwhile, I'm going to look out the window and be somewhere else. That was how I coped with it. And so I was constantly going to be measured and fitted, and then I had to wear this most appalling contraption, which was heavy, it was hot, none of my clothes fitted me, and I just wanted to die. I just wanted everything to just stop. And I was petrified, I felt unhappy, I was distraught about what was going on, but I didn't seem to be able to stop it, and nobody talked to me about it. So it was, here we are, you got to wear this again. And basically my life for best part of a year was concentrated on not wearing this thing. So I was constantly being chased up by the medical staff for wearing this. No, you've got to wear it. I would wear it in the morning. I would go to school. I would take it off. I would hide it in a cupboard. And then at the end of school, I would put it on again.